Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, working our way towards Saturday at Hard Rock Stadium, 8 p.m. kickoff. Hope to see a great crowd out there. Canes are going to wear black. I know fans love the uniform game, so Canes are going to wear black, the Miami Knights uniform, and it should be a lot of fun. Got a worthy opponent, Georgia Tech. They're coming off a terrible loss. So I always think that when a team comes off a terrible loss, their next game is going to be their best game. That is always going to be the goal. You come off a god-awful loss, then the next time out, you want to play your best game. So I think Miami will get Georgia Tech's best shot. Don Bailey Jr., what do you think?
I think, as always, Joe, you're right. I think that there's no question about it. You know, their head coach, I watched their post-game press conference, and you could tell this affected him. He made a coaching change this early in the season, so that really tells you that he was displeased with it, meaning, you know, he changed his defensive coordinator, did some position switching there, and you know, historically Georgia Tech has always played Miami tough, or Miami's played Georgia Tech tough. And you know, last year, fortunately, Cam Kitchens had a career day, an All-American day, and that made things turn out the right way for Miami. But Georgia Tech certainly is not worried about us. I had a chance because of the off week to watch them against Ole Miss, and they played a heck of a game there. They probably should have won the Louisville game. And, you know, you and I know this because we talk about it all the time when we're not on the air. But, you know, to go to Wake Forest and beat Wake Forest the way that they did, I mean, that was a 30-16 win at Wake Forest. And that just doesn't happen. And, you know, the Louisville game was only a 5-point game. But it was an impressive deal. So, I mean, they're a good football team, Joe, and Miami realizes that. The tape tells you that in all but one game, because Georgia Tech took over the beginning of that football game against Bowling Green, and after the second drive, they just stopped playing football.
Yeah, sometimes you get ahead like that, and all of a sudden you think it's going to be an easy day. Next thing you know, you're on the wrong side of it. And sometimes you lose your intensity and all that stuff. Saturday night, Canes are going to wear these black uniforms. That should be a lot of fun to watch. Fans love that. Coach Cristobal said on his show, the leadership council wanted to go with these uniforms. They kind of wait for Cam Kitchens to come back. But he has talked a lot about leadership. I want to bring that up because you were the captain of your team. Howard Schnellenberger anointed you a team captain on a team full of a bunch of alpha dogs. So yeah. Howard Schnellenberger noticed something in you to make you the captain of a really hard-nosed group of guys. So I think that makes you a little bit of an expert on leadership. Maybe dive into that a little bit about what you did as a leader and what you see this team doing with their leadership.
Well, when I look at the guys that have consistently been tagged as leaders and on this football team, you know, let's just start with Matt Lee and then, of course, Cam Kitchens. And I'm obviously around Matt Lee more than I am Cam Kitchens, but the one thing that they have in common is that neither one of them are ever going to be outworked. And I think that that's in this sport, if you're going to be a leader or you're going to be a captain, you also have to be the hardest working player on the football team, bar none, not your position group. Well, maybe your side of the ball and on the team. You also have to be somebody that's trusted, that you're going to go to class and you're going to, you know, if there's a leadership council, that you're going to do the right thing and you don't need constant management. So, you know, the controllables in that category are how hard are you going to work? How hard are you going to try? And what kind of example are you going to lead for the other kids on the football team? And I, you know, you look at the captains and, you know, Cam Kitchens is a guy that has done that every single time. And, you know, he's on the practice field, and if there's an extra rep to be taken, he's the one to be taking it. If you see Matt Lee and somebody's not moving the way that they should, he's going to address it. And, you know, it has nothing to do with the friendship part of it. You can be friends. You can be the captain and be friends, but you've got to be the captain and be able to tell the people that aren't doing their job that they got to do their job. And they better do their job or they can get the hell out of here. And that's what I see is happening here now. And, you know, one of the things that is important to realize what Coach Cristobal is doing, and I really think it's very unique, is that, you know, we talk about, well, these guys are football players and they're getting taught to be great football players. No, really what I think the genius is that he's teaching them to be great leaders. Now, you can't have a room, you know, can't have a team with 100 leaders. There's going to be guys that get to the top, and there's got to be guys that are going to lead the charge. But when these young men leave school here, they can certainly be a leader, you know, in whatever field they take. But, you know, he spends a lot of time with his leadership council and making sure that they read the right things, that they understand it. He personally is involved in it. And you're getting a master's degree in leadership, and he's tutoring those guys. And it's an honor to be on that leadership committee. It's an honor to be a captain. And just as soon as you're on it, you can be removed to it. It's not once you're on it, that doesn't mean you're on it forever. You've got to keep it, and you've got to earn it. And I think that's what you're seeing right now, Joe, is that the players that he went out, go back again to a Matt Lee, he doesn't need management. Javion Cohen doesn't need management. Francisco Mauigoa doesn't need the management. You've got guys that have come in, and, you know, Henry Parrish, you look at what he brought last year, and here he is in a room full of competition. He has a career high last time out against Temple. And you're starting to see this, and it's coming together, and it's not an accident. It's not a fluke, and it's planned. And if you're on the leadership council or you're a captain, I don't think there's a higher honor that you can receive. And I don't think that there's really a tougher job that could be asked to be done, because you've got to be different than everybody else.
How'd you do it? Were you vocal? I mean, you had a team, Mark Richt, Jim Kelly, an up-and-coming Vinny Testaverde. I think Tony Chicolo might have been on that team.
He was.
Was Jay Brophy on that team? Kenny Calhoun, Ronnie LaPette. You were surrounded by some Alvin Ward, John Kanai, if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm. I'm just throwing guys out there. So how did you do it?
I just... I went to work, man. I mean, and I mean that sincerely. You know, I remember, I was thinking, it was funny you bring this up, and I was thinking about this today or over the weekend or whatever, and about when the change took place. Like, when did you see it go from a coach-led team to a player-led team? And we heard Coach Cristobal talk about that. And I remember... oddly enough, it was my junior year, and we were getting ready to play Penn State. And I think we beat that. They were ranked number one at that time, and you'll remember more than I will, but they were ranked number one at the time. And going up to that football game, I think we had East Carolina the week before and coach, I mean, on Thursday, and we leave on Friday. Now, Thursday, we were going live one-on-one goal line, and he was really just – he was grinding us before that game. And, heck, we went up to East Carolina, and we barely won the football game. And I remember coming back the next week, and, you know, before any real big game, a lot of times the coaches really push you harder that week to make sure you got their attention. And I remember standing in the huddle, and Kim Helton came up to me. He was the offensive line coach, and, you know, started just grinding on us about what we're not doing, this and that, and we're not working hard. And I don't even know what prompted me to say it, but I just looked at him right in the face. I'm surprised he didn't punch me, but I said, "Hey, coach, I mean, it's serious, because you didn't talk back. You know, you don't talk back." And I says, "Hey, coach, I just want you to know, you can't work us hard enough. I just want you to know that. So you just, we had a meeting of the eyes, and you know, I think around that time was when the players started taking over, and I wasn't disrespectful, but I let them know, you're not gonna work us hard enough. You're not gonna break us. You can go bring in some other people and try and break them, but the people that are here now, you are not gonna break." And I think, you know, Coach Cristobal is getting that type of player there. And again, it's by example, Joe. You know, it certainly wasn't by being the best player, but it's by example. And the leaders will come to the top. And, you know, the great players, as they come to the top, that doesn't always mean they're going to be great leaders, but that always surfaces. And again, I'll say again, and I believe it, you know, it's work ethic. You're not causing any problems. You're the first one in, the last one out. They can't break you. You don't complain. If you get hurt, you practice. If you're injured, you practice. You do everything that nobody else will do. And that usually is the sign. And I think Cam Kitchens is a perfect example of that. And I think, you know, Matt Lee is a perfect example of that. And you and I talked about it during the broadcast when he looked like he got dinged up. And I can tell that, I can tell you, he's not coming out. Now, he ended up coming out and they sat him, but if that game was on the line, he'll come out for one play and you're going to have to give him a tranquilizer to get him off, because he's not coming off. And those are your leaders, or guys that just won't succumb to anything in their way.
Well, history shows that you were right, because you beat East Carolina 31-6 and won six straight games after telling your coach you can't break us. You won six straight games, beat East Carolina, Penn State, Florida State, Virginia Tech, North Carolina State, and then finished that season by demolishing Notre Dame 37-15, and would have gone to a major bowl game, but had a little problem with the NCAA that season. But it turned out to be a great year.
It was a misunderstanding, Joe. That
a
was
misunderstanding.
A slight misunderstanding.
Yeah. Which was crazy was you beat Penn State, and then the NCAA came in like Tuesday of that week, Florida State week, and didn't bother your team because you went up to Tallahassee and beat Florida State 27-19 after beating number one Penn State. So that showed great resilience and toughness and leadership.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, back on the show. We have DBJ back with us. All right, let's dive into this Georgia Tech thing a little bit more. This quarterback, who Haynes King, Under Armour All-American, struggled at Texas A&M, but at Georgia Tech, his first five games, he's got three 300-yard passing games. So he can throw the football.
Yeah, he can, Joe. And I'm cracking up a little bit because, like you said, he's a guy that struggled at A&M, but he's 15 touchdowns, four interceptions, and 1,480 yards. And, I mean, he's a guy that, you know, you got to remember when he was at A&M, he put up a heck of a fight against Alabama. He threw for like two touchdowns and over 250 yards when he did that. And he's a player. He's got all the intangibles that you look for in a quarterback. He's got size. He does have the experience in the Southeastern Conference as a starter at Texas A&M, and he had seven starts out there. And then, you know, he brings the game to the ACC, and Coach Cristobal, I don't know the highest compliment you can give a guy is he recruited him hard when he was at Oregon. And you watch him close. He's got everything you want. But I think the thing that he does quite well that probably hasn't been talked about enough is how good he is at running the football. You know, they'll do a quarterback draw with him. They'll get him involved in the run game. And he has that option to take the outlet and pick up yards with his feet. So he's a handful. That guy, I think anybody in the country would be happy to have him on their roster.
Now, how does that happen, though? How do you, you know, sometimes a change of scenery is good, but he didn't make it past the first game at A&M last year, and you watch him play for Georgia Tech, and you go, well, yeah, he does look like an Under Armour All-American.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I think sometimes, Joe, it's not necessarily about the performance or the ability. Sometimes the chemistry isn't right where you're at. You know, I mean, I got to believe that has something to do with it. But also, while he was there, they went out and got, you know, the Wigman's on the roster. Yeah. And they've got a lot of depth. You know, Mark Richt's nephew is on the roster. He started a bunch of games at LSU, and you know, and it's just the competition. And guys, now, you know, the other part of it is, it's easy for anybody to leave. You know, they can pack up and leave and be gone, and that's it. And that's how they look at it, is they're not happy here, and maybe I'm just going to pick up my ball and go somewhere else. You know, that could be a part of it, too.
Georgia Tech is 14th in the league in defense, 427 yards a game. They're 129th in the nation in rushing defense. They've given up at least 35 points in three of five games. Bowling Green was 10 for 17 on third downs and went for 450 yards. A sidebar note on that, I was listening to Jim Harbaugh talk earlier in the year, because Michigan was going to play Bowling Green, and he was talking favorably about some of the stuff that Bowling Green runs with their head coach. That being said, Georgia Tech changed their defensive coordinator. What does that mean for Miami?
You know, I think it, fortunately for Miami, it may not mean a ton, because first of all, the guys on staff that they changed with, and you can't in really three days of practice or 4 days of practice, I don't know how they do it up there, you're not really going to be able to change the terminology. You might be able to change some of the players. You know, you might be able to put some guys in that you have a different opinion on than the other defensive coordinator. And, you know, that's the guy that ultimately makes the decision on personnel, he and the head coach, I'm sure. So that you may see some personnel changes, and you might see some different down and distance calls. But I think overall, everything's going to be pretty close to what you saw. And you just hope that maybe that was done also to send a message that, you know, we're not going to stand for this. We're not going to stand to come out and take the field and drive the first two drives and put points on the board and then pack it in and think that we can just meander through another 50 minutes of football and that's good enough. So, you know, the coach is a new first-time head coach. I mean, he got, I guess, what, he gets 8 games last year, and this is his first full year, and there's a lot of guys on Georgia Tech's team that came through the transfer portal, anywhere from Texas A&M. They got a couple guys from there. They've got guys from Minnesota. They've got guys from the University of Georgia and from Texas. And so, you know, there's a lot of guys that you have to make sure understand what your culture is going to be. And I think that's probably the biggest move, is the coach sending a message that it starts with this staff, and the next thing is going to start with players being sat down.
Yeah, they definitely, I mean, you look at their receiving core. Leary's from Alabama. Blaylock is a transfer from Georgia. Janna is a transfer from Duquesne. Lane is a transfer from Texas A&M. Singleton is a freshman, and he can fly. Rutherford is from down here, went to Champagnat High School, not Champagnat, Champagnat in Miami. And then on defense, on their defensive line, they got a whole bunch of Kevin Harris is a transfer from Alabama. They got a bunch of transfers. Got a guy from Auburn, so they hit the portal very hard.
They really did, and you know the thing that you got to realize is they've got 5 stars.
Yeah.
You know, some of these portal guys have won national championships. Some of them have 5 stars coming out of high school. If you look at the roster, as far as it hasn't shown through in wins and losses now, but you look at the roster as far as where these players were on this Georgia Tech roster when they were coming out of high school, they got as good a rankings as anybody. You know, you go start with the Haynes King. I mean, but you know, you go to the, you know, I look at some of these guys, and Blaylock was the number one receiver in the nation.
Yeah, he was. And yep,
he was the number one, and he won national championships at Georgia, and. You know, now he's at Georgia Tech. So, I mean, and he's a big guy, 6'1", 200-pound-plus guy. It's just amazing where the talent shifts are right now and how quickly, if you can, and I think this is a huge compliment to the University of Miami program. It's one thing to bring all these guys in from all over the country. It's another thing to create a culture with that much turnover and create an understanding of expectations. And, you know, right now through, you know, the first 4 games of the season, Coach Cristobal and that staff gets an A for that, because the young men that are on this Miami team, they really have bought in on the culture and the expectations and everything that goes with it. So, there seem to still be having some issues at Georgia Tech with that. And, you know, again, we credit Coach Cristobal for being able to make sure that not only are you getting 5-star talent, but you're getting a 5-star attitude and a 5-star work ethic.
Scott Loeffler is the head coach at Bowling Green. I was listening to Jim Harbaugh talk on his radio show before Michigan played Bowling Green. And I guess Harbaugh knows Loeffler, and I think Loeffler coached at Florida. He's supposed to be a quarterback guru, but Harbaugh says he runs some good stuff. We're going to have to steal some of that for our own team. Well, sure enough, he got Georgia Tech on some of those things. But it was a shocker to Georgia Tech. But I just think that, you know, they've played Miami tough. I look back at some of those games where Miami lost to Georgia Tech because Miami missed the field goal. They threw a fake punt for a touchdown. Jeff Thomas dropped the punt up there. You go back to 2004 when Calvin Johnson made a great catch in the Orange Bowl and broke Miami's heart. So they're always hanging around when they play Miami. I think this is going to be I don't think Miami wants this game to go to the fourth quarter. I think you'd like to put this thing to bed as soon as you can.
Well, and that's fortunately Miami has started fast in every single game this year, and they've also played 60 minutes. I think that's equally as important. You see, you know, Georgia Tech didn't do that. Georgia Tech did not play 60 minutes. They played first two drives and then slowly disintegrated. And I think you look at this football game, and if you're Miami, and you and I know Coach Cristobal, he won't talk about anything past the next thing that's in front of him. He's not talking about tomorrow or 2 days or 4 days, and he's really making sure that these players have that mindset as well. And the players understand that the Georgia Tech against Bowling Green is not the Georgia Tech for the four games before that. They understand that. And it doesn't matter if they are or if they're not. It's really about the performance Miami's going to put on the field, not what Georgia Tech has done in the past or is going to do now.
All right. Sorry for our technical snafu, but I'll see you tomorrow on the practice field. We'll take a look at the Canes midweek as they get ready for Georgia Tech. And then Saturday, we'll kick that thing off at 8 o'clock. It'll be a long wait, but I can't wait. So looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too, Joe. I appreciate you having me on, and have a good evening, and I will see you tomorrow at practice.
All right, Don Bailey Jr. joining us here on the Hurricane Hotline. You know what everybody searches for? Peace of mind. Peace of mind, that's what people search for. Where do you get your peace of mind? Well, some do it through jogging or getting ready for a marathon. Some do it by going to a yoga class. Some do it by sitting in the backyard. Some do it by just maybe going over to the beach and looking out at the ocean. Peace of mind. You know where you get peace of mind? A beautiful car or a great car deal. And you know where you're going to get peace of mind when it comes to your new car? Williamson Buick GMC. Because at Williamson Buick GMC, not only do you get peace of mind, you're going to get the most out of the South Florida lifestyle in a new Buick from Williamson Buick GMC. New Buicks are arriving every single day at Williamson. This means Williamson Buick GMC is absolutely going to have the new Buick you are looking for. Nothing worse than to go shopping and ruin your peace of mind by not having what you're looking for. Not going to be the case when you go to Williamson Buick GMC. Encores and Visions, Enclaves, and more. All at Williamson. Get the most out of the South Florida lifestyle and experience the new Buick from your premier Buick dealership, Williamson Buick GMC, located on US 1 just south of the Palmetto, where you're going to find peace of mind. Williamson is Miami.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.